We're in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Daled, Perek Kavchet, the last five prakim of the Sefer. Sha'ar Daled, Perek Kavchet, Koach. Ulezot, Af He is talking about the exaltedness of the Torah, the sublimity, how sublime, sublime Hakavana comes from all the way on high. Ulezot af hi sha'ar daled perek kavchet. Bon yare lecha. Thank you. Derech yiridata vishtalsheluta mimadrega lemadrega umeolam leolam tzimtzema atzma leitlabesh bechol olam ledaber b'inyane oto haolam. Where did the Torah come from? The Torah comes from the highest world. In its source, it's so sublime, we cannot even fathom it. We cannot fathom the Torah. It came down to our world, filtered after filter after filter, world after world after world. And each time it comes and it descends to the world, it's mitztamtzem, mitztamtzem. Litlabesh bechol olam, it takes on itself the appearance of that world, and it speaks in the language of that world. Kefi inyan ve'erech oto ha'olam, kedesh yuchal lisbol kedushata ve'ora. As we spoke about in the past, not to be ma'arich, the whole idea of tzimtzum oro yitbarach was for the purpose of us being able to handle the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Kedesh yuchal lisbol kedushata ve'ora. That olam, if the Torah is going to stay in its appearance in this, with the same language, with the same teaching as it was in the olam before that, then that olam is not going to be able to tolerate the kedusha and the ora of the Torah. Ad sheberideta lavo leze haolam, till eventually it comes to this world, nitlapsha gamken ledaber be'erchem ve'inyane ze haolam. So the Torah comes down all the way down to this world, and it talks about matters that are mundane. Talks about matters of this world. V'sipurim dehay alma. It has stories, and with animals, with sheep, and all kinds, and wood, and fruits, and food. Right? Kedesh yuchal ze haolam nisbol kedushat Torah. It's all a levush. All the stories of the Torah, every word in the Torah is a levush to its light, to the kedusha of its light. Omnam, as we spoke, im shehi medaberet batachtonim, romezet hi bahem gufe Torah ve'inyanim pnimiyim upnimiyim lepnimiyim. Every word of the Torah, even though it speaks in the language of the tachtonim, of the lower worlds, romezet hi bahem gufe Torah, it points to higher concepts of the Torah, to matters that are pnimi, inner matters. And there are matters that are pnimiyim la pnimiyim, as he will explain, Bezrat Hashem. Gavoa me'al gavoa ad en tachlit, which means everything that you learn in Torah, know that it's ke'ilu begeder a mashal to something deeper. When I say mashal, I don't mean that it's a mashal like an imaginative story. No, no, no. It's as real as can be. That's a baru. Aval, what it is saying to us, the way it appears to us, for example, the story of Parashat Vayetze, right? So it happened, every word happened in Parashat Vayetze, of course, no doubt about it. But the fact that the Torah tells us this story means that the Torah is hinting to deeper matters. What happened with Yaakov and Lavan? What happened with Yaakov and Esav, Yosef and the Shevatim? These are things that happened, but they point to higher and deeper types of messages that are hidden behind it. And our job is to uncover and to see what is the depth, what is the message here that the Torah is teaching us. And remember that when you do discover the depth, know that that depth is also a levush to something even deeper. And it doesn't end. It's on and on. Pnimiyim lepnimiyim. Gavoa me'al gavoa. Ad en tachlit. There's no end. Ve'ayen bezohar be'alotcha. Kufnun bet. Rabbi Shimon omer. Ubi parashat toldot. Vaday kol mein David kutsha baruchu be'ara kol ahava berazad chokhmata. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this world is all berazad chokhmata, is all secrets of chokhma of Hashem. Ubeparashat Balak tu patach ve'amar kama tavin inun aruchin ushvilin de'oraita. Ubeparashat Beshalach kama itlan leistakela bepitgame oraita. Ubeparashat Toldot be'oraita inun kol razini la'in chatimi. He's bringing a few places from the Zohar. He just gives you the first line, and you have to go see the rest. And these places in the Zohar speak about how the Torah is a remez to higher and deeper thoughts. Vehem peratut inyane kol haribe ribuot haolamot vehamadregot shenitlapsha bahem derech yiridata. Because as we explained, that the Torah, in order to come down to this world, had to be putting, many layers were put up on it, and another layer, and another layer. Velachen shgura befi haZohar. Therefore, there is a very common statement in the Zohar HaKadosh. The oraita kola ihi satim vegalia. The entire Torah is revealed and hidden. I should say the other way. Hidden, satim, vegalia, and revealed. Shehu mevu'ar lechol mevin. Shepirushohu. It's clear to everyone that this is what the Zohar means. Shu'a derech hanistar me'atorah hakdosha. When it says in the Zohar that the Torah is satim, that means the parts of the Torah, or the understanding of the Torah, which is nistar, which is hidden. She'eno katuv meforash u'mevo'ar ba. The part which is not explicitly and openly written. Ela she'nistar ve'nitman ha'inyanim elu beremez bidvareha. Underneath each and every word in the Torah, there are hidden secrets. Ve'derech ha'nigle sheba hu peshuto shel mikra. But the open and revealed, what's the galia, what's the revealed part of the Torah? That's pshuto shel mikra, that's the simple meaning of the psukim, shu katuv meforash umvo'arba. So you see that the Zohar HaKadosh says, whenever we open up the Torah, we are opening something that is satim vegalia. It's megule, okay, galia, we see, very nice story, efemeot, even the halachot, is a yofi halachot, understand, with this, do with this, do like that, don't do this, don't do that, but you have to know that you're only looking at the galia, there is satim, and when you are able to uncover and to see that satim layer, no, that became the galia now, and now there is satim underneath. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh says, it's called satim vegalia. ולא כמו שראיתי בספר כתוב מאחד שחקר על העניין מפני מה קוראים לחוכמת הקבלה בשם נסתר, הלא מי שמבין בהם אצלו הם נגלים, ולאנשים שאינם יודעים ומבינים, הלא יש גם פשוטו של מקרא אינם יודעים לפרש, ואצלם גם הפשוטו של מקרא דרכו נסתרה מהם, ותירץ מה שתירץ. He says, that's not what it means when it says in the Zohar that it's satim וגליה, that the Chochmat HaKabbalah, why is it called Nistar? He asks a question, he saw. Why is it called Nistar? Anyone who learns Kabbalah, for him it's Nigle, now he understands. And for someone who doesn't learn even Pshat, for him the Pshat is Nistar. No. Every word in the Torah, in itself, simultaneously, is Satim Vegalia. Ayen Zohar Be'alotcha, and he brings this Zohar Be'alotcha that says Beferush, Kama Chavivin Mile De'oraita. How precious is every word in the Torah, de bechol mila vemila itrazin ilain. In each and every word in the Torah, there are high and sublime secrets. Vekol echad mistakel besitre omek pnimiyutam, kefirov chochmato vezach sichlo. Each one in accordance with his capacity, with his capability of how pure he purified his mind, he's able to look into the hidden meaning of the Torah, and also in accordance with kedushat taharat levavo, verov isko vehegyonoba. The more a person learns, the more a person is mitkadesh, the more he's able to unfold and to uncover. Omnam ikara ta'ame Torah. Now Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says, however, the real core, the core of the Torah, the real ta'ame Torah, that's called sod nishmeta le nishmeta dila, sitre setareha. He says, that's already the neshama of the neshama of the Torah. It's the setarim of the setarim, it's the hidden part of the hidden. That's already something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atik Yomin, he covered it from the eyes of mankind. He detached it from our understanding, which means even if a person is mitkadesh to the point in this world, let's say the Ari HaKadosh, let's say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu, all right, Yoter Mize, all the way up, can we even fathom the secrets that they understood, that they were megale, that they revealed in the Torah? So you have to know that there is, that's, they were masik, the neshama of the Torah, and each one according to his level. But there is that part which is called neshama la neshama, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered. Rak Avinu Arishon, he means Adam Arishon, Hu Asher Isig Bechinat Nishmeta Le Nishmeta Dile, before the Chet. Adam Arishon Kodem Achet, he was the only one who was able to be Masig, the Neshama of the Neshama of the Torah, Sheba Haya Mistakel Bezihara Ila'a, he was able to gaze in the real glory of the Torah, Nishmeta Le Nishmeta Shel HaTorah HaKdosha. Ve'achochmot HaElyonot Hayu Gluyot Lefanav Beshoresh Shorsham HaElyon. He understood each point of the Torah in the root of the root of the Torah. Ume'et asher chatab from the time of the Chet, ve'istalak minei azihara ila'a ve'nitbalbelu ve'nitarbevu asedarim ha'elyonim, nistemu gam ha'netivot ushvilim elyonim dechochmeta de'oraita soda nishmeta lenishmeta dila. Ve'gam be'ma'amad ha'kadosh be'et kabalat ha'torah ha'kdosha, even when we stood by Har Sinai, afde'it besam alma, even though the world was perfumed with the perfume of Torah in the time of Matan Torah, at she'amru Yisrael she'amdu al Har Sinai paska zo amotam, to the point where the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Mem Vav says, when we stood by Har Sinai, the Zohama of the Nachash HaKadmoni stopped for at least temporarily. They reached a very high level. Im kol ze lo zachu lehasig, rak omek pnimiyut hanishmeta deoraita. They were masig only the inner story of the pnimiyut of the Torah. Aval lo bechinat hanishmeta lanishmeta. I understand we don't know what we're talking about, right? Well, what's nishmeta lanishmeta? Anachlo yodim. But we have to know that that's the makor from where the Torah all starts. That's something that Atik Yomin, Ad Asher Ya'are Ruach Mimarom Veishpoch Hu Yitbarach Et Rucho Al Kol Basar. That's what we wait for Tikkun HaOlam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shower the world with Ruach HaKodesh, Az Yitgalu Mabu'in De Chochmeta, all the springs, the wellsprings of the Chochma of the Torah will be revealed, Netivot Peliot HaChochma Elyona Nishmeta LeNishmeta Dila, Kemo SheKatub BaZohar Be'alotcha, Oraita Itla Gufa, the Torah has a body, Tipshin de alma la mistakle ela be'ahu levusha. The fools of the world, all they see is the levush of the Torah. They see the stories. They think it's a history book, if even. Inun de yadin yatir, those who know a little bit more, la mistaklim bilvusha ela begufa. They don't just look at the levush, they go deeper into the Torah. They go into the goof of the Torah. De ihutechota hu levusha, which is underneath that levush. Chakimin avde de malkai la'a. How the wise ones of the servants of Hashem, inun de kaimu beturah de Sinai, such as those who stood by Ma'amad Har Sinai, la istakle ela benishmeta. When they look into the Torah, they see only the neshama of the Torah. De ihi ikara de kol ha'oraita mamash, which is the main part of the Torah, ule alma de ateh. And then to the next, in the next world, zaminin, they are invited, leistakela benishmeta denishmeta deoraita. So you see that as much as a person will be mitkadesh and reveal in this world, there is still the neshama of the neshama of the Torah. Vehu inyan haor shel yom rishon shenignaz latzadikim latid lavo. That's the ora ganuz. The Ora Ganuz, which according to the Baal Shem Tov, Zechutot Hagen Alenu, he says, the Ora Ganuz, where was it nignaz? It's nignaz in the Torah. In the Torah we have the Ora Ganuz. So that he's saying the words of Rabbi Chaim Mishtalvim are going together with the words of the Baal Shem Tov, that Or Shel Yom Rishon Shenignaz LaTzadikim LaAtid Lavo, that's what we're talking about. Zehu Shamur Azal LaAtid Lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika. The Gemara says when the Mashiach is going to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the sun out of its sheath, out of its bag. What is that? That means the Torah, finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show them, look now, look what I'm going to reveal to you. Vehu sod ha'eden kayadua, shehu ha'bechinat nishmeta de nishmeta. Ve'adam ha'rishon kodem chet'o, hayadar bagan, umitoch haya mistakel be'eden, ubechet'o, asher me'az, nistalka mimenu zot ha'bechina elyona, lachen gorash az migan eden, vehu sod ha'tzerufe otiyot dila. This is the secret of the combination of the letters of the Torah, kasher iktuva b'marom, the way it's written in Shamayim. כמו שנתבאר לאל סוף שער בית. ועל זה אמרו במדרש תהילים, לא ידע אנוש ערכה, לא ניתנו פרשיותיה של תורה על הסדר, שאלמלא ניתנו על הסדר, כל מי שהוא קורא בהם יד היה יכול לברות עולם ולהחיות מתים. Listen to this tremendous words from the מדרש תהילים. The parashiyot of the Torah were not given al haseder. For example, the Gemara says, "En mukdam u'mukhar b'Torah." The Torah is not in order. Mazel, the Torah is not in order. Why is it not in order? It should be in order. The Midrash says, "Oy v'avoy if it would be in order." If the Torah would be written in the order, the way it's written in Shamayim, anyone who would just say the words, who would just say the words of the Torah, would be able to create worlds and to be mechayem metim. ודי למבין, ונשוב לבאר קצת, טוב, זה, this is the end of פרק כ"ח. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.